turning on here. I thought there was a transcript option. Okay, here it is. We have the transcript on. All right. Can we agree to call the meeting to order?
We can.
At 6:33. This is a funny thing. We don't have officers. So even before we are to do anything, any business, I've got the checklist here of what is supposed to happen at the organizational meeting, which is the first one after the town meeting or the election of a new select board. We did the oath of office. I want to check them as we go. Perfect. Melinda's been here, done that. Organization of the select board. Elect a chair and, if applicable, a vice chair. I put both roles on the new business agenda. And then I did a little more reading. We've only had a chair in the past. I don't know that we need
to choose a
vice
fine.
Chair. On a board of three. And I was a little uncertain. No, I was completely uncertain. Can two people meet and elect what I thought might be two officers? And Vermont League of Cities and Towns wrote me back yesterday, even though it was the wildest day of the year for them. And they said, two people makes a quorum and a majority allows the selection of officers. So here we are. It's you and me.
I will elect you as the chair, Andy.
I will agree to do it. And that's, I'm happy to. If we're okay with that, I accept.
We're okay with that.
I'll run it. All right. So now we have a chair in charge of the meeting. That's fun. Appoint tree warden. We have had Chuck Black stay on as tree warden, and I would move that we keep Chuck as long as he's willing to do it.
That I will second that.
Okay. We will. Chuck Black. Appointed. Make other appointments. I just have to read this. Though no longer required, the select board may appoint three fence viewers. Vermont towns have had committees of people who either require the building of a fence or the moving of a fence or the dismantling of a fence to settle property line disputes. I think we should probably bring that up in another meeting to decide if we want some fence viewers. The pound keeper, I don't know what that is. The inspector of lumber,
Pat
shingles.
Salo.
What's that?
Pat Salo.
But it's not
animal
warden.
Pound. No, it's not animal. It's
a pound keeper?
I don't think.
A pound keeper.
Oh, what else would you put in a pound but a dog?
Or is it maybe, weights and measures
maybe
or something?
Maybe back in the day?
I don't know.
What's it called again?
A pound keeper.
Yeah.
Let's see.
An inspector of lumber, shingles, and wood. That's what got me. And then a weigher of coal and the grand juror. Well, we did the grand juror at
town meeting
already. And that's Vonna Reed. I'm only reading.
It's the pound keeper or their designee shall designate animal shelters or other facilities for all domestic and exotic animals they determine to be in need. That's what a pound keeper
is. So close to Pat.
It provides premise for the enclosure and safekeeping of animals or animals impounded.
That is Pat. He has pounds at his house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a floating section. should we act on this? We could another time. Designate daytime and place of regularly scheduled select board meetings. We have met in the town center. We have met on Wednesdays, and for a long time it's been 6:30. Mm-hmm. Ben Foltz has suggested a preference for 5:30 start. I'd be happy with that. A lot of people like the slightly
earlier. I would be happy with that as well.
Okay. Well,
and I don't really have a say.
Well, but
I'd rather come at 5:30.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's set it.
It doesn't feel like I'm going out in the middle of the night at 5:30.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially in the wintertime. Okay. So let's set it for 5:30 Wednesday.
At the town center.
And I'll need to remember to make that change on the website.
Yeah, 5:30 Wednesday, town center. Locations for public meeting notices. We are required to have 3. The town office or town center is obligatory. The post office is obligatory. And then one other public place. We have a clipboard mounted on the notice board right next to the coffee dispensers at the Bromley Market.
Oh,
I think that's a pretty good gathering point.
Yep.
Seems a little more accessible than the kind of the quilt effect that happens at the J.J. Hapgood store.
Yep.
If we're happy with that arrangement. I believe we've used as our designated newspaper of record for public notices the Vermont Journal.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really used
that journal.
Not
that journal.
No, the one that-a-way. Yeah. Does it come out of Chester, maybe, mm-hmm. or Springfield?
There's two Vermont Journal. Oh, you're thinking Manchester Journal. Right. Yeah, the Vermont Journal.
I'm pretty sure that's what, when Will has mm-hmm. notified zoning, you know,
it's
permit
exactly
hearings.
What we
used. Okay, so it's Vermont Journal. We'll keep that. This is an interesting topic. I want to bring it up. I don't know that we need to settle it tonight, but authorize one or more select board members to review and approve orders. This is a signature to okay the treasurer to pay bills.
Oh, okay.
And it's, while we look at them typically at a select board meeting, if we miss a meeting, we don't want the payment of bills to get backed up.
Right,
so,
right.
So it's a lot of towns will, just what it says here, they'll authorize someone to stop in, converse with our treasurer, you know, inspect, sign, and keep mm-hmm. the business of the town moving.
And we've done that before.
Have we? Okay, we didn't do it in the last year, and it did seem like it created a logjam sometimes. And
right.
So.
Can all three be authorized to do it?
I don't know.
Authorize one or more.
One or more. How about this? Unless we find out we're violating Vermont law, I will move that each of the three of us is authorized individually.
Not me.
No, the three select board members.
Well, it does say one or more select board members. So, yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't see why that like would not be.
Yeah, and Cheryl is our, she's our check on this. She's the one who's actually putting the bills and the pay orders in mm-hmm. front of us. Does that sound acceptable?
Okay. I second that.
All right. All three. If we need to narrow it, we will. Make appointments to fill vacancies in any elected town offices.
I don't think we have any.
I don't think we have any anymore. We have a lister, a third lister. We haven't had anybody leave midterm
right. Something.
And don't those get filled at town meeting anyways?
Well,
somebody leaves in the middle, I guess.
Or if there wasn't a successful election, then this gives us the room to appoint somebody mm-hmm. who would normally be mm-hmm. elected, I think. But I can't think of any that we have right now. So
neither can I. Jack was tickled as tickled could be.
Oh my gosh! I I told Alex on the phone today when he called, I don't know that I've seen Jack happier than the introduction of a new
Oh, this is Jack Pennypacker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, because he was a lister.
He is a lister.
He's
desperately
the pro.
Wants to get done.
But he was lister. Done. He's now done.
No.
He's still.
Oh, but there's another lister.
Yeah.
Got it.
We had space for a third.
Oh.
Jim Bowen stepped in. He's done a first year. He'll continue.
Oh, good.
But now we've got a full staff. Going into this appraisal year. He wrote a nice note in the town report about. I mean, it's a great report, but also. He explains well why they'd like to be fully staffed. The next thing on here, I don't have a blank copy of it, but it's the plan for effective and legal meetings. And this is the Vermont League of Cities and Towns model, Select Board Rules of Procedure.
But I can just look that up, can I?
Yeah,
I'll just do that.
But you can just look at it. Yeah. If you like the look of it, maybe we table that and we all sign it at once, but it's essentially that's the...
Yeah, just the rules of the...
Yeah. Yeah, and there's... by way of orientation, I will recommend that you get as quickly as possible through, I think you set this up, right? The Vermont League of Cities and Towns account, or like the town is a member, mm-hmm. and for you to be able to sign in.
For you to be able to log in and
okay,
yeah,
do that, yes, I believe that is
it,
me.
It is where... all the information is available to train us up to sort of understand everything from the scope of our role to the it's amazing. I wrote them some fan mail yesterday just because I mean they keep providing they offer legal opinions on things like yesterday, like can we have a meeting with two when we're
right.
just that kind of thing.
That's
and
awesome.
It is really good, and they have videos and packets and, there's so much stuff that's online that they produce that's excellent.
Hmm.
And, sample documents, models of things. They've just done a new short-term rental ordinance that's so good.
That's great.
So I don't mean it like read the whole Encyclopedia Britannica this week, but that...
So you got me a login.
Yeah. So... Okay. But I think if this makes sense, then we should, we should update it. I'll find a, I can't remember where I found the blank copy, but maybe we do that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Just so Ben's here. The one thing we filled in the public comment limits. There was a little discomfort with that. We're a small town, we're casual. We can just have people show up and talk. I think that I would like to encourage people to put themselves on the agenda so that we can organize a meeting that fits in a reasonable,
mm-hmm.
An hour. And if we have two complicated topics on the same night,
then
we should stagger them.
Right.
And also it gives us a chance with putting known topics on the agenda does pull people to the meeting. So if mm-hmm. we say we're going to look at the, the Main Street wastewater conundrum, people will show up for that. And they might not if it's not specified. So that's the trouble with dealing with town business just through public comment is that it doesn't excite the conversation, which we should have. If we're going to look at the pavilion location, that needs to be noted and notified ahead of time.
Agreed.
Rather than just so that I think the limiting we can always vote to extend if we're having a fruitful discussion, but I just think that's sort of the other side of that is let's encourage people to
do people typically show up or no
um I would say about half of our meetings have attendance, you know, non-elected attendance, and half don't. It's been very quiet this winter.
Yeah.
Fall was much busier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a seasonality to it. I mean,
if they have something to address,
right?
Yeah,
they're more than likely. But that's the reason they show up.
Traffic, you know.
Yeah.
The whole traffic study that we did came out of public comment and really excellent lobbying that we, you know, more formally address an in-town problem. So, and I feel like that was August, September, October.
Mm-hmm.
We had good attendance and a lot of excellent discussion at every session. And then winter just gets really quiet.
I don't miss coming, but I feel very much out of the loop.
Yeah. Well, and maybe... You know,
nobody says I can't come.
No, we don't. But also, you've had a year, you know? Like, this is maybe a good one to...
Yeah.
Try to find some relief.
It keeps going on.
Yeah, but...
Well,
it's great that you're here tonight. Thank you.
I wasn't sure my turkey was going to be done in time, so. I have a kid coming home this weekend, so
you're preparing.
I'm gonna just put a little hold note on this that we can sign this all together, but we've both read it. The next thing is plan for compliance with open meeting law training requirements. There is a excellent, short, like 30, 35 minutes, open meeting law video produced by the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there may be a second one that VLCT produces, but the Secretary of State's great. She's got excellent legal helpers. I think it's three or four
speakers. I don't need to log in for that one.
No, okay. No. You can just find that on the Secretary of State page. But it explains the basics of what meetings are, what warnings are.
Right.
And I think that's probably one of the three big training topics. Public records requests are another, and the ethics training,
I'd say
is the new third kind of basic leg of the stool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the key thing is, like, the faster we all
get up to speed,
we can just, then we don't have to have arguments about the open meeting law. But it has to do with timely notification of meetings. Places you're going to do it, you know, 48 hours in advance with an agenda for a planned meeting. And then there are exceptions for special and emergency meetings. But, you know, if you have a standing meeting every 2 weeks, then and it's on
rarely
a Wednesday.
It
needs a Monday posting.
Right.
And then, you know, and because we maintain a website, we got to put the agenda in the three physical locations.
Posted there.
And on the, but it takes a little planning because the office isn't open on Mondays. Tuesdays puts us out of compliance. If we're ready by Thursday before, okay. But also,
Someone else has been putting the agendas on.
Alex has been uploading them.
Okay.
I think that'll probably stop. I just need to learn how to do it.
I can do it if you want. I mean, I can certainly do that.
But we just need to figure out how to log in. I'm doing it for Londonderry for my meetings. I just need to know how to navigate this system. So it'd be great. Tracy Black was offering today to train Harriet, our new assistant clerk, on sort of WordPress basics
and
login. And maybe we can all...
Is that what it's on? WordPress?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's more login stuff than mechanics of, you know, how to upload things. But it would be great if a couple of us could be trained on that.
I think it's in the mechanics.
Yeah.
More for me than it is in the login.
It's stuck at the mechanics. Let's see, what else about open meeting law? One of the important restrictions is that we certainly can't take action on town business outside of a publicly warned
right.
and public, you know, an open meeting. And we can't even discuss, like, you know, we can't play tennis and work out our plan for yeah. financing a, you know, a new project. We need to do that in public and invite the public to join mm-hmm. us, which is obviously a huge restriction with, but, you know, a meeting is a group text, it's an email chain, like that all is prohibited now because it excludes public involvement. And
right.
again, it's just, if you start to think about all business happening at a publicly announced party, then
right.
that's where we do it. So, mm-hmm. okay. yeah. We are allowed to have sort of non, well, we're allowed to converse about agenda setting. Like that, like anything to schedule a meeting and to fill the agenda right. for a meeting. We just can't do things like, hey, let's set priorities for the following year for the town. Like,
yeah.
what do you think should be? Like, we should do that in public. So anyway, it explains all that. And again, it's all new to me. But I, anyway, training as I can. Oh, there it is, right there. Secretary of State's Open Meeting Law Training. Yeah, it's even referred to. I can send you this because it's got the links. This is just, you know, if I send you the...
Oh, if you send me the actual, then the links will be right on it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Perfect.
So, and then the last thing on the checklist is what I mentioned.
Yep.
Yeah, the thing that's not on this checklist. Well, let's deal with this one first, then I'll add one more. I just finished the Municipal Code of Ethics training. The law says that you have 120 days in a new position mm-hmm. with the town to complete this. And Melinda came so we could set kind of a schedule for this because this applies to our listeners, our moderator, even though he works one glorious day a year.
Even the...
how long is the training?
Josh Witkin's position as financial... I can't think of the name of it now.
Public funds?
The controller?
Public funds, right.
Gary's going to do it? Or
no, Josh.
Josh. Oh, yeah. Josh is on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, almost
everybody's
elected official needs to do it.
Yep.
And, you know, I want to clarify with the state, you know, I don't want to put somebody on the required list without it being true. But,
I
think it's...
It's almost pretty much spelled out.
Okay. Well, how about this? If we all send, when you do the training on the website, there are a couple of little things that aren't counterintuitive. One is that it says in the directions, it will tell you to log in. You can ignore that. Like, that's what it says on the state page. At the end of the video, which I found, I kept it running, and it timed out. It stopped, and I had to reload it about 10 minutes from the end.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, like, there was no continuation option. I had to refresh the page. It went back to zero. I dragged the you know, the
thing
cursor
across, the
to
dot
about
across.
The
But well, when you get to the end, there's not a...
It's fine. But then,
when
you advance after watching the film,
right.
then it gives you your quiz.
Got it.
And after your quiz...
Then it gives you a
then
certificate.
Then you do the input.
The input,
and it,
yeah.
sends
okay.
so if
this
you, if you did it arrive there it is you printed it awesome so that works how about if we have you with a list of folks who should do it and then they send you their proof of
right.
training and then you know does yeah. that seem good
yeah
and we'll just do you want me to write up a little page to send up because I've just been through it and I like just explaining the two
sure.
weird things. I thought I'd messed up because I didn't log in, but it, you know.
But it told you not to.
I know, but there's a
but
place.
But then there's
where
a place to log in.
Yeah. And it says, it sounds like you have to log in to take the quiz, but you don't. So, but I'll work on that and send it to you and then we can come up with a roster of who needs to get it. But I know you do, because we all, yeah, this whole select board definitely does.
Yep, so. I'll do it.
The thing that's not on here, unless I'm blind and I'm missing it, is the public records request, which you can't learn about too soon. Every email you send, every text you send, having to do with town business,
is
except your communication with the town attorney, can be summoned. And it's, I was about 6 weeks into my job with Londonderry when somebody who didn't identify themselves and didn't give a reason for the request asked for all communication among town officials having to do with short-term rentals. And the email packet was about 900 pages by the time because it's, you know, it's every group chain and agenda, and it was a monster to put together.
I could imagine.
So I think we should probably, like Londonderry did, in reaction to a series of these, I only got one, but a couple of other people got, or other departments got others. It can absolutely hijack your work week. So I think we should write a public records request policy, because that we can put the responsibility on people who want public records to come in and get them during office hours, or to hire a researcher who will
And get them.
So it doesn't...
honestly is my policy.
Yeah, we need to write it down, just because and it's not that we can then charge, though we can. It's just if we don't specify the availability and sort of the responsibility of getting
around
records. And obviously, if it's emails, then we will have to, you know, collect them and create a way to send them. But we should give ourselves more than, you know, an adequate amount of time. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if you have no policy in place, you essentially drop everything and work like mad for 72 hours. And that's frivolous.
Do you use your personal email for town business?
I try not to. I mean, you will for a couple of days until you get...
Did you create another email?
I have a select board email with the town. We'll get you set up.
Okay.
And I don't...
God, I don't know. I think I'd have to get a hold of Silaway.
I think they do that. They guide a new person with an account through the process. You can also check with Harriet, because if she's already got an assistant clerk email...
I don't know that.
We should look into it. But I would just say, occasionally, if I've got something...
Yeah, I would prefer not to, so that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, no. We use Outlook. I'm 3selectboard@peruvt.org. It's a great way to keep everything contained. It also makes sense when you join VLCT that they're sending training to the town. Yeah, it's like having a file folder.
So I'll wait to get that before I sign into anything.
But that's just a new sensibility that your communications on town business, essentially you're filling a very large filing cabinet, and
somebody can ask for it at any time.
And that's fine. Not opposed to that, this stuff all being available, but you know, it's an extension of the spirit of the open meeting law that the public really needs to know the business of the town. But if anything is, and this is why we have executive session in meetings, and that's also explained in the open meeting law video, that if we have a personnel or a contract discussion, we can do that off the recording.
Right.
We do have to, once we have a private session, action on the content has to be back in the open meeting. So you'd have a contract negotiation, you'd come out of session and say, you know, I move that we hire this person at this rate for this job, and there would be a public vote and a hiring, you know. So, and the other thing is, if you have a matter that might lead to legal action, you know, for or against it, you know, anything that could involve legal action, mm-hmm. you can discuss in executive session. But the open meeting law was amended, I think, in the last year to be even more, you have to be more specific about why you're stepping off the recording or off the video. That's fine. We'll just honor that and say, you know, it's a contract negotiation right. or it's a, you know, a property dispute issue that we've used to consult. Merrill Bent is our town attorney.
I love that name.
I do too.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
What is it? Merrill?
Merrill Bent.
We have a friend who was started but didn't finish medical school. Her last name was Bill at the time. We just like, Dr. Bill, really? Is that
when I was growing up, my eye doctor, his last name was Doctor.
Uh-huh.
And doctor. His wife was also a doctor. So it was Doctor and Doctor Doctor.
That's awesome. There are, we don't have to do all this in one night. I would like I'd like to involve Ben in this too, and our town staff. I'd like to do something that would be a little more complete as an orientation, like get to know the staff and their roles, and like, you know, what does the clerk do? What does the treasurer do? One of the trainings I went to said, you don't have to become an accountant to be on the select board, but you do need to have a sense of
what,
where money comes in and where money goes out. And I think just like a session with Cheryl where we look at what expenditures mm-hmm. look like, would be good. And also just like what happens in the town office that creates the traffic through here.
What you know, do you do?
Land records and all that yep. sort of thing.
So, I look at the internet all day.
Yeah, that's right. Does that sound good? Can we do that so that it doesn't... Otherwise, it takes, you know, a year of
kind of figuring nosing it out, around. And being and nosing around yeah. and saying, what do I do about this or how do I do that? Yeah. Or
sure. I also think just a little run through of what... you've lived longer than I have.
But I think it would be helpful.
Like... What? Yeah. Who are the contributors to?
I mean, there are people in this town who have never set foot in the town office.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have a dog. They don't go to the dump. They don't come in just to visit.
You can
no
go to the grocery store for the dump as well now.
Yeah.
I keep telling Mike that, and he says, I just go to the town office.
I just go to the
town. Yeah, yeah.
He likes discussing
the town office. That's the better way to go. Let's see. Oh, this is the thing I printed out yesterday. Yeah. Did you see this piece?
I think I know what it
says. I'm sure you do. It's all the stuff you have to do after your town meeting.
And that's what I was going to say, is that I still have a day's worth of work to do.
Oh, I'm sure.
As far as... the town meeting is concerned.
Yeah. I had put on the agenda appoint municipal positions, and I was sort of confusing the obligation to fill elected positions that didn't get settled by an election, or that it's when you don't have somebody run, mm-hmm. then you've got an opening. But the other piece is that we've had a number of people express interest in sort of board and committee work, like the zoning board, the planning commission.
Were there open positions for that?
Yeah. Like there are a couple of open spots on the planning commission right now.
Oh.
I don't know. My feeling is that while I think officially we appoint people to those committees, that it makes sense that the board or the committee hears who wants to
right.
join them.
Right.
So I would I would take, because I'm on the planning commission, I as you know, as is Mike, like, you know, here are some interested people. Mm-hmm. We've got two roles. What process do we want to use? And then if we get a recommendation back, then we can just say, okay. Rubber stamp. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's the other, one of the other things about select board training that is emphasized a lot is that individually we have no power or authority at all. It only by board
by
action,
board.
You know, so.
I thought those were, so those municipal positions are not in town meeting.
Some
like
are.
Zoning board is not.
No, that's.
Yeah. I used to be on the zoning board and I can't remember how.
Those are, the things, well, we ran through them all yesterday. Like we elect clerk, treasurer, select board, lister, auditor. Oh, this is the list from yesterday's action.
Okay.
That's just so with some definitions
so
of what they all
okay.
do. Yeah. But what's not on there, planning commission is appointed, not elected.
Oh.
Zoning
okay.
board, same thing. And then the all of these offices are appointments or hire, like zoning administrator is a hire.
Oh, okay.
Recommendation from the planning commission goes to the select board. That's no longer current. That's been updated. But all of these are appointments, I believe.
Oh,
so
okay.
Health officer, you can ask Mike, but I think that's a, you know, it's an agreement to fill
it
the
is.
Post. But
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this was election day stuff, and this is like these are. There's a lot of action here.
Yeah, there is. So there's two vacancies.
Yeah, we had. Because Jim is out. I have to check what our final number is supposed to be. Somehow I thought we were full at 6, but.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was only 5.
Yeah. Or maybe we are. I'm up to be reappointed. Jim left, so that's a vacancy. These three will continue. I need to clarify. I know it's in the bylaw that says what our.
And zoning is Chuck, Peter is. I was used to be on zoning with Peter, actually.
Yeah, and that, I mean, I, there's, will he continue? We should clarify.
I was going to say.
So, but,
And this has been filled by Harriet?
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a temporary, because when this went to press,
internally.
We had an interim.
Okay.
We've now hired someone
Got
who is excellent.
Great.
How does this seem for night number one? Do you need?
No, it's fine.
Is there anything you're
wondering
about that we haven't touched on?
Okay.
Nope. All right.
Nope.
Back to the agenda. I would, I'm going to change things a little bit with permission. Since you weren't at the meeting for which there are minutes, why don't we wait and approve those when Ben's back?
Okay.
As a participant in the meeting. Does that make sense? We don't have any need to change the agenda much. There aren't public comments. We don't have a road foreman report. Though I will add, it said earlier that we approved the purchase or the order for a new plow truck.
Okay.
And the news there is that we had to wait for an updated contract because some features we didn't want were on the original, and that we took those off, it was $50,000 or $60,000 less with
a new estimate.
Yeah. And so we got the new estimate and filed it. So that's actually on.
Does
order.
He file a report every 2 weeks?
He just comes in. Yeah.
So
you know, and it's
yeah.
it's usually, you know, it's an update on sand
what
and salt
doing.
Stock and where the stressors
projects
are.
Projects are going on.
Yeah. But also things like, you know, the status of equipment,
right.
And then the timing of certain work. Like, we're about to embark on a mostly grant-funded culvert project, you know, culvert repros, mm-hmm. you know, because they got to size them up 3 inches and they get refreshed anyway.
Is that in various locations?
Yeah. North Road and Bradford Road. So it's, you know, things like, hey, we're going to need to close Main Street
right.
on this day for this purpose. And again, you know, so that's, it's good. I don't have any old business that I can think of. And the new business was really, this is all stuff that we set out to do. And it has nothing to do with the board changing.
Right.
It's just, and then it did. So, we could look at bills.
Your other business, there was a, I came with a request.
Oh, okay.
Your fire chief would like more than $55,000.
Yes, that's what made it in the budget.
Yes. They would like to request 60 or 65.
He wanted 65.
Yeah,
that was 65. The request he made.
Yeah.
And the board member who oversaw the creation of the budget. He's not present at this meeting, so I can make up anything I want. No, we talked about that. The budget grew so much in this year that not every increase amount was satisfied. And so the kind of compromise in our budget sessions was to increase and then intend to increase the increase, but to do everything in one shot
right.
was felt too like much. Too big an increase. The amazing thing is that nobody confronted the sizable growth of the budget at yesterday's meeting. And
Not a word. You wonder why.
Gary told the joke about, you know, the town will talk for an hour about whether to spend $300 or not, but the $1 million budget just gets, you know. So maybe things seem inevitable or, but.
Well, there are a lot of people there.
Oh,
37,
38, yeah.
No,
that seems low.
It's average.
I think it was,
is it average?
Yeah, I feel like, I thought we were like in the 40 to 50 range.
But quite frankly, people would have seen the budget beforehand, and so if they had a problem with it, they would have shown up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write down fire truck allotment not sufficient. Says chief, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a copy of this, Sandy.
Oh, okay. I just had this one page of it that seemed pertinent for me to act on, so that's why. But I thought I'd grab the whole thing. That's why I sent you the like skip right to page 7 because, Do you know, did Cheryl leave bills for us so we can look at that process?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What's,
she was one, working with Ariel on that.
That would be the one thing we could do. Working forward.
Roger
Gilbert. Oh. I have not seen it. We're usually a green folder. It's not here.
Is it in the top drawer? Over here, Andy?
Oh. I didn't see it there, but maybe I was looking for something else.
Oh.
Oh, here. We're there. Good.
Please review before payment. I think this part of the process, it seems odd to record us reading over the amounts. What we know we're going to do is review bills and approve payment of payroll.
Yeah.
So I would move that we adjourn the meeting
nice.
With the caveat that we're going to do no more than
review
the bill.
Approve payments.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
I second that.
All right. So we're going to end the meeting at 7:21.